Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Out on location today here at the Spitzer Conference Center at Lorain County Community College for the 16th annual Zero Proof Mix-Off. Matt Douglas here with me, Andy Bulbarch, and we are being joined right now by Kat Soloff. Kat, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
Well, this is a pretty awesome event. This is kind of like the calm before the storm. We see a few folks setting up right now off to our left here at the Spitzer Conference Center. 16 years now this has been going on. Tell us what makes this event so special.
I think what makes the event so special is just all the people that come and make it what it is. You know, we have tons of different agencies. We have 21 agencies coming as mixers. They bring all their creative drinks and concoctions, and a lot of different people from the public come out. We have a lot of volunteers, and it's really just a great community event around a really, really good message, an important message here in our county.
What is that important message here in our county?
The importance of driving sober and offering sober options to the individuals at a holiday party or gatherings. A lot of times we go to holiday parties and really the sober options are pop and water, but like it needs to be exciting, and sober driving is so important. Drunk driving fatalities are at a very high rate this year, and they have been the past several years. So we're really trying to spread that message and offer those options.
Well, a lot of different kinds of drinks available here today, right? So this is more than just like pop and juice. Coffee's a big part of this as well, right?
Right. People get crazy, and it's so fun and creative. Like a lot of different student groups get out there. We have one that's a phlebotomy group that's doing Bloodshot.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I'm going to try that one, but it's just
what
interesting.
Is that again?
Bloodshot. It's a phlebotomy group out of the JVS.
All right.
Wow.
Some interesting things like that. We have milkshakes. We have hot drinks. We have cold drinks. We have, you know, fizzy ones. It's really fun, and I definitely recommend trying as many as you can. And everyone here is just so nice and so friendly, and you get to know a lot about the agency that's here that's representing the drink.
Sure. I think that's one of the beauties of this event. It's really a family-friendly event. Folks can come in, but it's not just the drinks that are dressed up. A lot of the people at the booths are going to be dressed up to represent their drinks.
Oh, yes. People
as well.
Really get into it, and best presentation is a category.
Sure.
So people are really going to duke it out for that. So I'm really excited to see what people come up with this year.
You got to make sure you come prepared. And then the other aspect I really enjoy as well is not only do you get to taste the drinks here, but you guys also put out a recipe book that people can take home.
Yes,
with them, right?
Absolutely. A beautiful recipe book with every single recipe that's here, and actually our winners from last year. So you can bring it home and try it with your family.
So you said milkshakes were a part of this equation as well.
Yes.
Boy loves his milkshakes.
I love milkshakes.
Good.
Love milkshakes.
We usually have a milkshake every year. I think this year it's some sort of pumpkin.
Okay.
Some people love pumpkin too, so I'm sure they'll come out.
Yeah, you're right up Bull's alley. If you had sweet potato fries somewhere, you may never lose Bull again.
Well, I mean, you know, when you bring up milkshakes, I'm not going to name names, but the guy off my left who I co-host this show was, he's been promising a milkshake for the last 17 years. And I actually beat him in a mini golf game about a month ago. And I'm owed one of those milkshakes because of that too. So maybe one of these days, that milkshake, that world famous mint chocolate chip milkshake that you've always told me about will make it appearance here at the Zero Proof Mix-Off.
We'll see. Caddy likes
can't
the
wait. We
yeah.
can't wait.
Yeah. He has no proof that he actually won that golf game, by the way. I don't know if there's a card anywhere.
Oh, there's a card somewhere. There absolutely is a card somewhere. You made the mistake of giving me that card, actually.
Did you take that with you? Well, because you wanted to frame it and hang it over your desk, I think.
It is framed in the man cave at the Barch Estate right now. So if I have to pull that out and play that card, I will. So I think I'll tell you what. You don't have to make it for me. But next year at the 17th.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Zero Proof Mix-Off. You should enter that here, right?
Get involved. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we can probably make that happen, I'm sure.
You mentioned presentation as one of the categories here, too. So who are the judges for this? I mean, I'm awfully curious to see how that works.
Yeah, so we have 10 judges this year, and they're pretty diverse. We have them from a lot of different community groups in the area. We have some law enforcement, and we have a lot of people who are part of our Safe Communities Coalition who sponsors and puts out this event. We ask them to be our judges because we want to give them a special opportunity to give out those categories and those winners and get the opportunity to try everything.
There's going to be a lot of entertainment here tonight, too. What kind of entertainment?
That's right.
Absolutely. So we actually have two, I guess you could call them features going on tonight. One of them is a video. Another is a PowerPoint with an actual display debut that we are really excited about. And then we have two musical acts. We have the Madrigals from Amherst Steel High School coming, and they're going to sing. They come out almost every year, and they're wonderful. And then the Drum and Bugle Corps from Ohio State Highway Patrol, who is a huge partner to us in the Safe Communities Coalition.
And you said last year's winner gets to come back and defend their crown?
That's up to them. You know, that's up to them. But their recipe is in the book. But usually people who come out, they have so much fun, the likelihood of them coming back the next year is very high.
Sure. You talked about the judging. There's different are there different categories that people can win?
Yes. There's best taste, best presentation, best overall drink. And the best student group drink, because we have a lot of student groups here tonight. And everybody's favorite is the People's Choice.
Sure.
So when you come in as an attendee, you get a ticket as a vote. So you try as many as you like, and you can cast your vote for the People's Choice.
So there you have it. You're not just working the judges. You got to work over the spectators.
Oh, you
got to
work the crowd, too.
That's great.
Okay, so you can't just sit behind the table and dress up nice. You've actually got to put a pretty good foot forward here in order to serve the people who are coming to attend this wonderful event as well.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, very cool stuff. Now, in the years that you've been associated with this event, do you have a couple of favorite drinks that kind of stand out in the top of your mind?
Oh, goodness.
It's a tough question.
That is a tough question.
Yeah, think about that.
I tried to lob you as many softballs as I could there, but I mean, I had to give you a hard hitter at some point.
Throw the curveball.
You know, we've had some I always like a classic good, like hot chocolate, and someone will always do a spin on that, and especially on a cold day like today, some warm drinks are usually nice. But the United Way, they, the past 2 years, have won Best Presentation. They get really into it. So we always appreciate that. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I have an absolute favorite. I try to try as many as I can. But when you're running around working the event, you don't get to engage as much as you'd like.
Sure.
But
see, you don't get to reap the benefits that those who were just casually passing through, right?
Right.
I mean, you guys are working hard here. I mean, we got here around 3 o'clock. You guys were already in here setting things up and getting things ready for people to come in. Now, the doors will open at 5:30, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So 5:30 to 7:30, a nice little two-hour window where I'm sure a lot of people will be filing through the doors here, too. You mentioned 21 competitors this year?
Yes, 21 mixers, yep.
Okay. How many have you guys had? Is that the largest group you guys have ever had?
We usually have anywhere between 20 to 25. Just depends on how many agencies and how much space we're able to, because it does get tight in there, so we have to limit how many we can have.
Very cool stuff. How do you think this year compares to some of the years past?
I think each year we change it a little bit. You know, this is our 16th annual, so each time you try to make it a little bit different and bring people out. I really think the message is a big part of the event this year about driving sober and the importance of that. So I really hope that attendees, you know, walk away with some sort of impact or feeling and help us spread that message about driving sober and offering sober options.
Very cool stuff. Well, Kat, we know you're busy, so we'll let you get back after it here. Thank you so much for stopping by and telling us all about this great event. We can't wait. Now, I can't wait for the world-famous Matt Douglas Mint Chocolate Chip Milkshake to enter the equation
next year.
Stay tuned.
2018.
Yeah. We'll 2018. He's got to be a part of it now. The pressure's
going to be a winner.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. Now you've put me in the contest. So it'll be a winner in 2018. But I got to commend you guys, too, because for the folks who weren't here, they didn't realize there was something going on in here as well. And you guys were able to get decorated pretty quick, and it looks beautiful in here.
Oh, we have a great team. We have a great team of volunteers and coalition members. And
sure.
Makes it all happen.
Absolutely. Indeed. Well, I have to high-five you, Kat, because I've been trying to put the pressure on this guy for a long time now to get that milkshake out there. So now not only does he owe me a cup of that, but he owes the entire community a cup of that as well. So thanks for your assistance with that.
Sure. Happy to help.
All right, Kat.
Thanks,
thank
Kat.
You again for joining us.
No, thank you. We're so happy you're here.